Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hi everyone, it's Faith. Just a quick addition to the credits before the show starts. This week's episode features an original song written by Brian Irwin and Sarah Jane Nelson.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 34, Unsteady. Allie has been moved out of the ER and into a private room. Myra stares out the window, the darkness of night causing a reflection on the glass. An old sitcom Myra doesn't recognize plays on the television.
Sure, good sport all of a sudden. What's the matter? Don't you want to take her off?
Sure, I do. Thanks a lot.
Oh, she's sleeping. I'm just here to check her vitals. I don't need to wake her. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Have you been here in the room the entire time?
Yeah, pretty much.
The cafeteria is still open if you want to get a bite to eat.
I'm all right.
She is too, you know. We gave her pain medication, and the swelling is already better. It's really okay for you to go and eat.
I'm really not hungry or anything.
It's probably too much to ask you to go home and get some sleep then.
Yeah, I'm staying. There's no one else who can be here, so...
Just be sure to take care of yourself as well.
What you said reminded me of another nurse. She said the same thing when my mother was in the hospital. Mom, do you need something? Do you want me to get the nurse?
I just want to sit up. I've got it. Sit down. Where's your father?
I sent him home. He needed to shower.
And you don't?
I'll go home when he gets back.
Sure you will. That nurse was right. You need to go home. You've been here for 12 hours.
I said I'd go when Dad got back. It's fine. I'm fine. I just don't want to leave you alone.
I'm a grown woman. I think I can be alone for a little while.
I know, but...
I promise. I won't die while you're gone.
Mom, don't joke.
Well, somebody's got to lighten the mood, and it sure as hell ain't gonna be you.
That's not fair.
I believe it's perfectly fair. I'm the one who's dying.
Mom, please.
Okay. I'm sorry. Your brothers would have laughed.
Yeah, but they're not here.
Now who's not being fair? I do need you to be a little bit more uplifting. Sing to me.
I don't know if I...
Myra Jo, sing to me, please.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Well, all done here. Dr. Milfrey will be in a few minutes. She will have to wake up then.
Thank you.
Hun, please get something to eat.
I will. I promise.
at Dax's place.
I didn't know you were awake.
Just woke up. Was that Dax's place?
You shouldn't be talking.
Turn it back on.
No.
Then call Dax.
No.
I know you're trying to protect me, but I need to know.
That's Dax's car.
Call him. Text him. Whatever. Just do it now.
Miss Moretti?
Yeah.
I'm Detective Santos. Is it all right if I speak to you?
Sure.
Her doctor will be in soon. She needs to rest her voice.
Actually, her doctor said it would be fine if she spoke a little. I promise I'll be brief.
This really can't wait another day?
Lyra, just go call Dax while I do this.
Dr. Fletcher might not be able to answer. He's at the station.
Is he all right?
Shaken up, but relatively okay.
So that is his place on the news?
Yes.
Relatively? What does that mean? Is he hurt?
He's not hurt. He called 911 after Mr. Sullivan had left his apartment.
Luke didn't hurt him?
No. As I said, he's just shaken up. Miss Hanover, is it? I need to speak with Miss Moretti. I promise I'll keep it brief. Alone would be better.
Why?
Myra, please, go get something to eat. I'll be fine. It's okay.
Fine.
Miss Moretti.
Allison or Hallie?
Allison, I need to ask you what happened this afternoon. Take your time, of course, but I need as many details as you can give me. Every little bit will help us find him.
I was looking for paper towels. I couldn't find any in the kitchen, so I went down to the basement. I don't normally go to the basement. I actually can't think of a time I'd gone down there at all. I think maybe Luke and I walked through once to get to the backyard. I don't remember. But I went down there and there were paper towels on a shelf over his workbench. I grabbed a roll, but I dropped it. It rolled behind the table, so I got down on my knees to get it. There was a business card lying there. I just grabbed it. No big deal. And I saw it was from Miller and Grant. And Heather Lawson's name was on it. It took me a moment, but I remembered who she was. Then Luke called down the stairs looking for me, and I just told him where I was. And he came down. And I asked him why he had it. He told me that he'd slept with her. And then he said that he needed her. And she'd served her purpose. He actually said, served her purpose. I'd never heard him talk like that before. And he said some stuff about Porter not getting to be happy or something, which scared me a little. I don't know what made me say it, but I asked him if he'd killed her, Heather Lawson. And he said that he didn't want to.
You're doing great. Do you need a moment?
No. Let's keep going.
All right. Do you believe he was telling the truth? Do you believe he killed Miss Lawson?
Oh, yeah.
What happened after he told you?
I tried to leave. But he told me I couldn't. And then my phone rang. It was Myra. And I said I needed to answer it, but he wouldn't let me. He told me he couldn't let me talk to Myra. He pushed me into the wall, into a bookcase, and something hit my head. And then he put his hands around my neck. I tried to get him to stop. I told him I loved him and that he didn't have to, but he didn't stop.
Did he say anything else?
He said he'd win if I told anyone. And then he said he was sorry.
Did he say where he was going?
No.
Did you see a bag or anything like that?
Nothing. Everything slowly went dark. And I just woke up to you and the paramedics.
Did Luke exhibit any odd behavior in the last few months?
No.
What about when Porter was arrested? Did he seem different at all?
No, not really.
At any point during your relationship, did he show any odd behavior? Were you scared that he would hurt you or hurt someone else, even if it was just a moment?
He was really good to me. I mean, he seemed jealous of Porter sometimes, and we fought about that, but no. I never thought he'd hurt me. Never thought he'd.
Okay, we're almost done. Do you remember what you were doing the day of the explosion?
Myra and I were at my spa. I'm a massage therapist, but I wasn't working. Luke surprised us with a spa day.
Where was he?
There, at the spa. He was in the lobby.
The entire time?
I don't know. I only saw him for a few moments in between sessions. He could have left. He did take Myra home because she didn't want to stay.
Thank you, Miss... Thank you, Allison.
I'm sorry I didn't see him leave.
Oh, no. No, you've been a huge help. I don't know if your doctor has talked to you, but I can put you in touch with a counselor. Someone you can talk to about what happened. She specializes in domestic abuse.
He didn't abuse me.
Allison, he did. He may not have ever done it before today, but that is absolutely what he did to you. Here's my card. Just call me if you need the information. I'll let you rest. Miss Hanover, I thought you were going to the cafeteria.
No, you didn't.
Well, thank you for giving me the room.
Did she tell you what happened?
Yes. Miss Moretti was extremely helpful.
Good. Good. Can you tell me?
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I didn't... It doesn't hurt to ask, right?
Do you have a moment? I understand how you feel about me. How you feel about Detective Haley. I get it, and I understand it. But know that I want to find Luke. We need to find Luke. Because if he did everything that I think he did, he is a dangerous man. And the fact that none of you knew he was capable of any of this, that makes him even more dangerous. So please, I just need a couple of minutes to ask you some questions. Help me find him.
Everyone says I need to get some food, so walk me to the cafeteria?
Sure. How long have you known Luke Sullivan?
Almost 2 years.
In that time, has he done anything that would lead you to believe he'd hurt someone?
No, not really. He's a bit extreme. He likes extreme sports. A 10-mile bike ride is like a walk in the park to him. But never hurting people. Never... Never this.
How was his relationship with Miss Moretti?
He was very sweet to her, would cook for her and take her places and surprise her with things at work, but it wasn't always good.
How so?
When Porter and I got engaged, Luke was very upset. He and Allie fought and essentially broke up.
Why was he so upset?
He had a thing for me, and I think jealousy played a big role, but he loved Allie. He really did. I think he got over me.
What led you to believe that?
I don't know. He paid more attention to Allie when they got back together.
So they broke up, but got back together?
Yes. A few weeks later, they were just as happy as before. He spent a lot of time at her place.
Did Allie spend time at his?
And not as much. They mostly stayed at our place. I mean, I was at Porter's a lot, so no big deal.
Okay. The day of the explosion, where were you?
At Ali's spa. Luke surprised us with a spa day.
He was there with you?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't getting treatments, but he was sitting in the waiting area. I couldn't do much because I was in a cast, so I decided to go home. And he offered to take me because...
Because?
I couldn't find my phone to get a lift. But I found out today that I didn't lose the phone.
What happened?
Porter told me that Luke called him from my phone, so that means that he had it. That he had it the whole time, which means he knew my password, too.
Do you know where he went after he dropped you off?
Well, I assumed back to the spa, but I don't know. I took a nap for most of the day. Anna, Porter's sister, and Jordan woke me up to tell me that Porter had been arrested. You and Haley did that, I assume.
So no moments of violence? No fear or excessive anger?
From Luke? No. He made me a little uncomfortable because he hugged me without asking, but I never thought that would lead to murder. Shit. I need to go back upstairs. Are we good?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. At least grab a yogurt or something. You're no good to her if your energy's low.
I will. It's just... It's really hard to process this. All of this is so much.
I understand.
No, you don't. Today, just today, I found out that my best friend was dating a murderer and then he tried to kill her. I also found out that my fiancé, or whatever he is right now, knew about it. And I don't know who to blame. You and Detective Haley for not seeing that Porter couldn't possibly have done any of this. Or Porter for not telling us about Luke. Or do I blame myself because I didn't see it.
You blame the person who did it. You blame Luke. He hurt Ali. No one else did. But we're looking. We'll keep looking. I want to find him, and I'll do everything I can to bring him in.
Then you should probably go. Have a good night, Detective.
Did you eat something?
Grabbed a yogurt.
You hate yogurt.
Stop talking.
If you went home, I'd stop talking. I know you hate hospitals.
But I love you, so...
Will you sing to me?
No, I will not.
Fine, then I will.
Oh, fine. Scooch over.
The world is crumbling around us. The sky is caving in. Hard times have found us. Gonna break if we don't bend. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me. And I'll hold you. The past is long behind us. The future is unknown. This moment won't unwind us. You'll never be alone. Hold me. Bind you, but a love will find you in the darkness. I'll remind you, no need to fear it. We'll persevere it when love calls us. We thank you. and I'll hold you. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me. And I'll hold you.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Courtney Holly as Ali Moretti, Kristen James as Detective Santos, Mariah Dean as Celeste Hanover, Marquita Richardson as Nurse, Frank Guglielmelli as the News Anchor, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Production sound, Carl Huber. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original score, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.